Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. North American bison are a high-value species growing in numbers and popularity in the U.S. Once nearly driven to extinction, bison numbers today are near a half million, with the largest population here in South Dakota, with roughly 34,000 head. As bison ranching rises, South Dakota State University and its Center of Excellence for Bison Studies, along with SDSU Extension, are spearheading efforts to support bison production in the state. Jeff Martin, SDSU Extension Bison Specialist, explains bison ranching and raising beef cattle have things in common, but differences are great.
The more and more we study bison, the more and more we learn that they are not the same as cattle. Some of the new research that's coming out right now is highlighting some of those facts. So bison have a different thermal tolerance. They deal with the cold way better than most all other animals, not just cattle. I mean, we're talking across horses, deer, elk, and all of these other species as well.
Martin reports the gut biology of bison is completely different than other ruminants, allowing bison to consume a wider variety of grasses, forbs, and shrubs than do cattle. Bison also tend to be social animals, congregating in groups of 50 to 70 for most of the year, if they can, until breeding season.
So, like, if you go to Custer State Park, for example, at rut season, so July and August, you'll see the herd of 1,100 to 1,400, depending on the year, all come together in one big group.
For greater resources on bison production, visit extension.sdstate.edu.